Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the epistle is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of water as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, the name St. John Bosco, or Don Bosco, is quite well known to us. He was famous even in his own time for his fantastic results with abandoned boys. So much so that boys from all over Italy, then Europe, were sent to him. To help Don Bosco in this great work, God would make known to him many things by means of dreams. They are not dreams like ours, though. Empty imaginations that have no real meaning. Instead, Don Bosco's so-called dreams were indeed from God. They very often contained accurate prophecies of the future, astounding truths of the present, and revelations of the hidden past. Now, in one of these dreams, Don Bosco found himself in his office, when his mother, Mama Margaret, as everyone called her, interrupted him. Mama Margaret told her son, come and see, come and see. What happened? Asked Don Bosco. But all his mother answered was, come, come, as she walked to the balcony of the room and pointed outside. A good son that he was, Don Bosco dashed to the balcony at the beck of his mother. He looked down to the playground. It was a big feast day celebration that day, so all the boys were enjoying themselves in the playground. However, many of the boys were crowded in one spot, surrounding an enormous elephant. The elephant lumbered about amongst the boys. It seemed so tame and meek. This giant beast even nuzzled the boys with its trunk and obeyed any order that they gave, as though it had been born and raised at the oratory. Very many of the boys followed it about, admiring it and petting it. Don Bosco, though, recognized that there is a giant animal in my playground amongst my boys. So he rushed down. But just as he was about to get outside, the bell rang for all to go to the chapel for prayers. All the boys headed into the church for prayers and a sermon, followed by benediction. And so Don Bosco accompanied them back inside. The elephant, though, followed the boys into the church as well, squeezing its great bulk into the back of the chapel, and there it waited during all the devotions. However, when Don Bosco was giving benediction, holding the Blessed Sacrament to bless all the boys kneeling before him, the elephant also knelt along with the boys, but the animal was facing backwards, away from the Blessed Sacrament. Finally, the devotions were finished and all went out to play again. Don Bosco was detained for a little. Someone had to ask him a question. But finally, he made it outside to the playground. There he saw the same enormous animal, and it was still just as tame and meek and playful as before. Until, that is, the boys began a procession in honor of our Blessed Mother. The boys carried a banner with the words, "Holy Mary, help your forlorn children." And they had a little bier with a statue of our Blessed Mother atop it. At the sight of this, the elephant went mad with rage. It trumpeted loudly with its trunk, then rampaged all around, leaping here, lunging there, grabbing boys with its trunk, hurling them into the air, or flinging them down upon the ground, and then trampling the boys under its gigantic feet. Somehow the victims remained alive, though they were so mangled from the attack that they would just lie there, screaming and pleading for help. Everyone began to run for dear life. While all this happened, though, the statue of our Blessed Mother that the boys carried grew in size and became alive. Our Lady stood amidst this scene of chaos, and she raised her arms, and the mantle she wore over her shoulders opened wide, and then began to stretch out and float over the playground. "Come all to me," she called aloud. And Don Bosco's boys ran to Mary for protection. The beast continued its bloody rampage, hunting for victims, but it never drew near to Our Lady, nor did it touch any of the boys she guarded under her floating cloak. The wild animal still had boys to hunt, though, because a number of them did not run to Mary. They ran about, dodging the elephant as best they could. Our Blessed Mother continuously called out to them, "Come all to me." Flushed and breathless, she continued her plea, but fewer and fewer were the boys who came to her. Finally, the battle was over. The boys were split between victims lying upon the ground at the feet of the elephant and those who stood with our Blessed Mother, safe and sound. Suddenly, the elephant reared on its hind legs and changed into a horrible specter with long horns. This grim figure cast a black net over its victims and let out a great roar. A thick cloud of smoke enveloped all, and the earth opened wide beneath their feet and swallowed all its victims with it. Horrified, Don Bosco turned to Our Lady and his boys, who were safe under her mantle. He then noticed that woven throughout Mary's cloak were inscriptions, and these were quotations from sacred scripture. Among the quotes were these two: "He who finds me finds life," and "Blessed are they that keep my ways." I point these two quotes out especially, for these are actually quotations from the epistle for today's Mass. The epistle tells us, "Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the post of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord." All these words are applied to Our Lady in today's epistle, telling us that those who love her are blessed, and that those who are truly devoted to her find the life of sanctifying grace given to them and preserved for them. Finally, in the end, they are saved and enjoy the eternal life of heaven. This is so because our Blessed Mother is the mediatrix of all graces. By mediatrix is meant that she dispenses with her own hands to mankind all graces from Christ. Mary watches over mankind, guards them from the assaults of the devil, and guides them to eternal life in heaven. She pours out all graces upon souls, giving strength to obtain and persevere in the life of grace. But why? Why has Mary been given this awesome power? Because from the beginning of her existence, Mary had never committed a single sin. Our Lady was immaculately conceived, that is, she was preserved free from original sin. Then throughout her life, our Blessed Mother never once committed the shadow of a venial sin. She was, is, and ever will be the creature closest to the heart of God. On account of her supreme sanctity, Mary was chosen to be the Mother of God, the most blessed of all mankind. Now, my dear faithful, it is true. We are all Catholics. We already know who Our Lady is, that we have to have devotion to her. But do we live by this truth as much as we should? Is Mary a daily part of our lives, especially in times of temptation? Today, the devil is on a rampage, just like he was in the dream Don Bosco had. His aim is to drag all souls to sin and to hell. So much that is modern has so much that is tainted by his evil touch. How many souls are attacked, crushed, and the life of grace killed in them. Even amongst our own traditional Catholics, how then can we save our souls from being one of his victims? Like Don Bosco's boys, those who run to Mary have a sure and safe refuge. By this I mean having a habit of praying to our Blessed Mother, especially in times of temptation. Turn to her, my dear faithful, and ask her for the help and strength you need each day. Every day will have its share of temptations, and so every day you must go to Mary, who distributes strength to all those who ask for it. Pray especially when the devil attacks and strives to drag your soul to hell with temptation. This does not mean you have to stop to pray a rosary, but a prayer, a Hail Mary, even simply saying the holy names of Jesus and Mary. St. Alphonsus tells us the holy names of Jesus and Mary are powerful weapons against the assaults of demons. When you are attacked by temptation of any kind, then, at the very least, call upon the holy name of Mary and know that Mary will answer your call. It will still be a battle to overcome the temptation. But if you run for cover under our Blessed Mother's protecting mantle and remain there, she will protect you with grace, and there is no power of hell that can touch you. That is why, as the epistle says, truly blessed are those who follow Mary's ways, and why she asks, she beseeches, she begs us, come all to me, as she did in Don Bosco's dream. Turn to Our Lady in your prayers, for he that shall find her shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Ask her for the graces you and your loved ones need. Run to her and remain with her, and you will find a safe refuge where you can always obtain victory. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.